خون باسه بخواب بده شیشه بخواب. Hey Tammuz, Hey Topshim Mem Ches, June 20th, 1988,
on Monday. Rabbi and Mrs. Avraham Menachem Charik, distinguished Mazik Torah Lordies, Rabbi and Mrs. Zev Friedman, revered Dean of the Orthodox Rabbinate in Chicago, Rav Yehuda Goldman Shlita, revered Rosh Yeshiva and Rabbi, distinguished co-chairman, Rabbi Shlomo Charik, Ochi Bagodel, of Amelie, the Avraham Menachem Charik, distinguished co-chairman Rabbi David Cohen, and distinguished co-chairman Rabbi Elisha Prell, and friends. According to the program that is on the table, this dinner marks the 14th anniversary dinner of Yeshiva Tversky. But to be exact, it is the 12th annual dinner of Yeshiva Tversky, for the simple reason that in the course of the existence of Yeshiva Tversky, there were two omissions. The first year in the existence, we did not have a dinner. And the year in which I had a stroke, we did not have a dinner. That means that this is only the 14th anniversary dinner, but actually the 12th annual dinner of Yeshiva Tversky. That gives this dinner a special status, because to express it succinctly, this dinner marks the bas mitzvah dinner of Yeshiva Tversky. And I emphasize bas mitzvah in contrast to bonds. And the reason is not only because, as the aphorism is expressed in English, behind every great man there is a great woman. And this is not just an English aphorism. This English aphorism is expressive not only of a great psychological insight, but of a Torah verity, and it is corroborated by the pasuk in yesterday's sefer. I'm referring to the pasuk in Vayakel, at the beginning of Vayakel, Vayoveu ha'anoshim al anoshim, kol nidivrei, hiviu choch v'nezem v'tabas v'kumos, kol plezov, v'cholish ha'shaheni v'tnufazov arishem. And the men, together with women, as the Mephoshim explained, that it was the women who inspired the husbands to donate generously towards the Mishkan. That means that behind every great man, there is a great woman. But that's not the only reason as to why I emphasize the bas mitzvah character of the annual yeshiva dinner. But there's another reason. The Gemara in Nideh says that the reason as to why a bas becomes bas mitzvah at 12, whereas a boy becomes bar mitzvah at 13, because bino nosan hakodish boch, bino yiseiro, nosan hakodish boch, bin isho yeser mish. And the Gemara in Nideh deduces it from the pasuk in Bereishis, Vayivnei Hatzeiro. So the Ribbono Shel Olam built Chava out of the rib of Adam. And usually it is understood Vayivnei in the sense of building. But according to the Gemara in Nideh, But even it's to be understood in the sense of understanding, of being a Yisrael, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in creating Chava out of the ribs of Adam, endowed the ribs of Adam with superior understanding, with Bino Yisrael. That means that a woman has superior understanding vis-a-vis the man. So Mimele, Shiva's verse, which is dedicated to Bino Yisrael in Habotas Torah, so has to celebrate not the Bar Mitzvah dinner, but the Bas Mitzvah. So this dinner has a special status. It's the Bas Mitzvah dinner of Yeshiva's Brisk. And because of that, when the Chevar Aramim in Yeshiva's Brisk started to plan the dinner, so a change was made. Until this year, the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva's Brisk did not mix and did not even participate in the choice and in the designation of the honorees. That was left to the friends, the men and the women who are involved in maintaining Yeshiva's Brisk, because it was considered that the choice and the designation of an honoree does not involve a halachic question. So why should a Chevar Aramim mix in the choice of an honoree? So it was left to the friends, the men and the women who are involved and devoted to Yeshiva's Brisk. They should suggest who an honoree should be. However, when we started to plan the 12th annual the Bas Mitzvah dinner of Yeshiva's Brisk, so all the Ramim of Yeshiva's Brisk decided to search our hearts and to reevaluate the question as to whether the designation of an honoree for Yeshiva or an awardee for Yeshiva's Brisk is a non-halachic matter or it is a halachic matter. And then I started to search my mind, my heart, and I started to remind myself my experiences as a child when I was 12 years old and anticipating my own bar mitzvah. That was 58 years ago. My father, Zecheinu Livroche, had left Poland, Warsaw, Poland, to become the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Sobtko Honon in 1929. But the rest of the family could not join my father, we did not have the vision yet. So we stayed in Poland, in Warsaw. I never went to Chayyar. And my first memory was my mother, Zecheinu Livroche. She was the one who taught me Aleves, who taught me Yivreh, who taught me Chumash, who taught me Nevin, who taught me Ksuvi. Then when I started to learn the Rebbe, so my father, Zecheinu Livroche, was my Rebbe. I never had any other Rebbe besides my mother and my father. But my father decided to go to America, and the family remained in Poland, so he decided to engage a Rebbe. My father had a very high opinion of Hagoyim Reb Yitzchok Kutner Zecheinu Livroche. At that time, Reb Yitzchok Kutner was 24 years old. I was 12 years old, and he was 24 years old. He was a bocher. And he used to come to my father's house to talk and learning almost every day. And my father, having a high opinion of Reb Yitzchok Kutner, so he decided to engage Reb Yitzchok Kutner as my Rebbe. And he gladly accepted the offer. So Reb Yitzchok Kutner, as a Rebbe of mine, before I became Bar Mitzvah, had a very substantial impact upon me. Not only in terms of learning, but especially in terms of Ashkofe and in Outlook, in Weltanschauung. And I enjoyed learning with Rabbi Zatoplan. I enjoyed the learning, but I especially enjoyed that Yitzchok's Hutner, Rabbi Zatoplan's Hutner's humor and inimitable wit, and especially the manner in which he told stories of daily Israel that he knew so well. Stories he used to tell me about Rav Chaim Leizer, about Avraham Yitzchok HaKeyn Kuk, Rav Chaim Sonnenfeld, Rav Yisrael Salanter, the Chofetz Chaim. I remember when I was 12 years old and the Chofetz Chaim came to Warsaw. So Rav Yisrael Kutler took me to see the Chofetz Chaim, and I had this chutz of talking to the Chofetz Chaim as a little boy of 12 for over an hour. So it had a great mark upon my character, upon my outlook. So one of the stories that Rav Yitzchok Hutner told me that
very interesting
Yitzchok Petterburg, who was one of the outstanding Talmidim of Rav Solzhenitsyn, had many Talmidim, and of course all the Talmidim of Rav Solzhenitsyn were giants. The other Talmidim were giants in the field of Musa, but they are not considered as one of the daily Hador in the generation that was handed and considered as one of the daily Hador in the generation that was 120 years ago. But the Bitzele Petterburg was considered not only as one of the giants in Musa, he was also considered as one of the daily Hador 100 years ago in learning, in Torah learning. So the Bitzele Petterburg one time observed a very serious argument between the Yisrael Salanter and his Rebbe. So the Talmidim of the Yisrael Salanter were very confused. All right, when one sees an argument between husband and wife, anoshim pshutim, it can be understood. So the husband has one opinion, the wife has another opinion. But Yisrael Salanter, the Ish Aloha, who was guided by Allah, and his Rebbetzin was equally guided by Allah. So how can there be an argument between them? After all, the Gemara of Metzia says that in matters of Milad HaOmer, non-Alachic matters, so the husband has to submit to the opinion of the wife. In matters of Milad Yishmael, so the wife has to submit to the opinion of the husband. So how can there be an argument?
Thank you. to go to Mahana.
When? Because they're coming to get home. So this 45 minutes.